Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Joseph right now?
Hello.
Joseph, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Joseph. This is Adam Wilson from LDREC. We were just having a chat.
Yeah. Let me put my headset on. See if you can hear me. Hold on one second.
That's much better now. I can hear you perfectly fine now.
You can hear me good?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, good. Thank you very much for returning this call. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, what I was trying to do is I'm retired, and my dad is he was a figure that nobody really knew, and he always wanted something left. He's passed away 5 years ago now.
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, me too. The stories I have are just, you know, just mind-boggling stories. I'm not looking to make any money or anything like that. You know, I just want to tell the story, you know, about him. So,
I
if you have any interest, or
well, absolutely. Well, first of all, I would like to tell you that we, since you do have the complete story, it's an autobiography of her father. You can just, you know, tell our ghostwriting experts, you know, how you want to take it. We can take a certain writing style that's according to your preference, you know, whether it's a bit subtle or it's a bit more professional or how you want to take it. Once, you know, you provide us with the idea, like with the entire content within the book, we start with the process. Now, that involves by you placing the order, getting an upfront payment done, and after that, we start getting the ghostwriting services done. Now, after each and every chapter, with the ghostwriting services, how it would take place is that we would, like, once we are done with the chapter, we get your approval and then proceed further with, you know, the other chapters. So here, Joseph, I would actually like to ask you, like, in your mind, do you have, like, a ballpark figure of the pages, exactly how many pages we're looking at?
Yeah, 300.
Around 300. That's more than perfect. And when we do talk about, you know, the 300 pages, it would be with the ghostwriting services. You would also need a book cover, correct, for the entire book, and then publish it on the different platforms, correct? So, like,
oh, yeah,
do you have,
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you have that ready, the book cover, or would you?
No. I have nothing. Okay. The other thing, keep this in mind. Okay. I have a terrible back, okay, and I can't write anything at all. I can dictate to anyone exactly for hours. I mean, let me give you a background, okay. I hold 3 university degrees. I'm a chemist, okay. We're just total opposites, you know, my father and I. He was a real bad guy, you know, and he was a bad guy at home too. I would need somebody here with me. We could probably knock it out in 2 weeks because I know exactly what I have to say. There's no stopping. I know that you would have to put certain words in my words may not be as colorful or as, you know, as dynamic or as demonstrative as I may be trying to articulate, and you may have a better word. And I have no problem with any of that stuff at all. The concepts are the concepts. It is what it is. But just so you know, I would need somebody for 2 weeks to be here with my wife and myself, 8 hours a day, gone over this, and I would just be talking, you know, just talking and talking and talking and talking. I've done this before. When I say I've done it before, in my own mind, I've done it. But it's time now to, it's a type of book that, it seemed like I give you a good example. I'm trying to relate to it. I'm going to get ready right now, yeah. It's a type of book that is would be a I'm trying to tell you what kind of scale would be. I can't show much love in the book at all. You know, there's no love in the book, unfortunately.
Well, Joseph, I would like to tell you that, you know, as per your preference, since you are actually looking forward to, you know, add some love in it, add some emotion in it, that's something that you can just, you know, rely on with our ghostwriters. You know, they can depict and change the writing style. So that is actually a pretty smart way to go with this. However, Joseph, I would like to tell you that someone coming to your place or like meeting would be, you know, actually almost near to impossible. However, since you do have some back concerns and health concerns, what we can do is we can actually take you on multiple calls with the project managers and the ghostwriters. And as we do have multiple or several sessions, you can tell about the story. We can just note it down, jot it down. Once we are done with it, we can then start with the ghostwriting services.
That's fine. Yeah.
More than perfect.
That's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many ways to write this book. Okay. For example, this, and I have to run for Dr. Boyne real quick, but there's many ways to write this book. One is a way of really being totally honest. I mean, you know, I mean, totally honest with it, you know, it's pretty brutal. Another way is to tape it down. He had a second life with women, and that itself is another life. He had, to give you real quick, there was, see if this means anything to you. There was a total of four of us, two children during WW2 and post WW2. If a GI was hit and he couldn't, he was not able to reproduce, he couldn't have children. Pardon me. The government offered a program that the mother would become pregnant. Most people didn't know that, of course.
Okay.
I think it was 800 of us. However, they all had to be inseminated by doctors or physicists or scientists. You know, so there's maybe 800 of us hanging out in those rooms right now. So my sister and I both were inseminated. So we were very, you know, bright. But to give you an example, I wasn't allowed to speak at home. If I spoke at home, he'd kill me. You know, so I didn't speak at home, didn't speak at work, you know, I mean, at school, didn't speak at all.
I even
checked on it. He said, something wrong with this kid? And now if I spoke, he'd kill me. You know, he'd beat the hell out of me if I spoke, you know. I mean so real quick, the story is that, you know, I mean, when you're that much more advanced than he is, you know, you have to, you learn. Not to get in his way, you know, you learn. But anyway, that's a very small point, but it means a lot in the book. It would mean a lot in the book, you know. And by the way, I did take care of him his whole life because he was in jail and everything else. And, but there's so much to it, you know. You know, he's so powerful, such a powerful man. And he viewed us as scum, you know, that's all. This is sour grapes here. I love my father. Because I tell everybody, he gave me the best gift in the world, not to be like him. That was the gift, not to be like him, but I wasn't. I'm just the opposite, you know. I couldn't hurt his soul. So,
actually,
I mean,
you know, pretty good. When we talk about, you know, despite a person, you know, what they did from their previous actions, despite that, being a really good parent is what actually matters the most.
Right. But anyway, I'm gonna keep you anyway because I gotta run to the woods. But you want to talk again on the phone? Can we talk one more time? Just but my wife's calling me right now. I can run to the doctor for my back. I want to do this, okay? So we can do this.
So like, you do have a doctor's appointment right now? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes.
Could you let me know, Joseph, what time again? Like today, I can, you know, have a word with you and get you signed up. We can even like get started today.
Tomorrow's going to be better for me.
Tomorrow, not a problem, Joseph. Like, could you let me know what time?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock in New York, is that correct? That's Eastern time.
No, I'm in New Jersey. New Jersey,
I see. So that's totally fine. It's about the same time. So I'll just make sure to give you a call tomorrow at 11, and we can take it from there.
Okay, yeah. You'll find this to be one of the most extraordinary stories you've ever.
We'll just make sure that we discuss each and everything before proceeding and getting you signed up and everything. In the meanwhile, Joseph, could you also provide me with your email address just in case if, you know, I'm unable to reach it.
Yep. It's J, my last name, CINAGLIA, at yahoo.com.
So just to repeat it back to confirm it, it's going to be J as in Jake, C as in Charlie, mm-hmm. I as in Igloo, N as in Nigeria, A as in America, G as in George, L as in Larry, I as in Igloo, A as in Adam, at yahoo.com, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you say America or in America?
America. America.
No, it's N. C-I-N.
So it's C-I-N. Yes, that is correct. I have J-C-I-N-A-G-L-I-A at yahoo.com.
Okay. It sounds good, buddy. Okay.
More than perfect. So.
Okay, I'll hear from you 11 o'clock, okay?
Sure thing, Joseph. I'll just add it to my calendar, and I'll make sure to ring you up tomorrow, okay?
Okay, good. Very, very nice talking to you. Thank you.
Likewise. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.